It's one of the worst things you can hear on a police scanner.
Shots fired, officer down.
Wednesday, March 22nd, 1:30 p.m., Everest Metro Detective Jason Weiland was gunned down at an apartment complex in Weston.
1279, we have an officer down, shots fired, officer down.
It was the third shooting that afternoon. At 1 o'clock, Karen Barclay and Diane Look, two employees at a nearby bank, died protecting a co-worker from the shooter, her estranged husband. Minutes after that, Sarah Kortsan, the woman's attorney, was shot and killed at a law office. Now the suspect, 45-year-old Nengmi Vang, was refusing to surrender. At about 5 o'clock, shots rang out again. Vang suffered non-fatal wounds. Everest Metro Police Chief Wally Sparks held a somber news conference the next day.
Detective Weiland was well-trained, and his brave response likely prevented other deaths. Jason was a phenomenal officer, and he was part of our family.
The shootings both shocked the greater Wausau community and united it. Everywhere you look, streetlights are decked in ribbons. Blue for Jason Weiland, pink and red for Karen Barclay, Diane Look, and Sarah Kortsan. Among those reeling from the attacks are the region's Hmong community.
This is an action taken by one individual. It is an act of evil.
Cam Tong Yang of Wausau's Hmong American Center is helping to coordinate a fundraising drive with other Hmong leaders.
That it was a member of the Hmong community who causes this. It's terrible. And regardless of what race the suspect is, to lose four of our community members, one of them being a police officer, is tragic.
Shootings like this aren't particular to any group of people, according to Jane Graham Jennings of the women's community, Wausau's domestic violence shelter.
Every mass shooting that is domestic violence related, the trends are not anything particular to one culture. They span all cultures.
Jennings worries that because the victim's co-workers and attorney were targeted, it may keep other women from seeking help and make others reluctant to help them.
This happened because one individual felt he was entitled to hurt other human beings, and we have to stop that acceptance.
A week later, Jason Weiland was laid to rest. 3,500 people attended the memorial service, including hundreds of police officers from around the country. Among them, Lieutenant Joseph Giambroni of the Chicago Police Department.
These officers pay the ultimate price for the freedom, for the country, for the members of society that will be the first ones to spit at them and speak ill of them, that they will stand there and defend them to their dying breath. That's why we're here for them.
At the service at D.C. Everest High School, Jason Weiland's young daughter, Anna, thanked the law enforcement officers in the crowd for protecting our country and added, "That is just what my dad did." His longtime friend, Wausau Police Captain Greg Hagenbucher, spoke about his sense of humor.
Jason, I miss you. You have graced my life more than you'll ever know. I love you. God bless our hero.
Many at the service wore Green Bay Packers jerseys adorned with Weiland's name and badge number, including Nate Owen.
He's one of my best friends.
Nate Owen and Jason Weiland were once roommates.
It's absolutely amazing, just the love that everyone is showing for my fallen friend. It's just really remarkable.
That afternoon, a slow-moving procession of squad cars stretched for more than 2 miles. For those affected by the shooting and the officers who served them, there are still more miles to travel. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.